This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, with some more news about pending Horus launches and the next AREG meeting. Next Saturday, the 4th of February, Horus 43 will be flown from Mount Barker High School. The plan again calls for liftoff at 10 a.m. This will be a launch box flight for Ross Trevor College. Apart from carrying the school payloads, it will also include the standard RTTY telemetry payload on 434.65. This is the second attempt to fly for the school students, as this was the aborted flight before Christmas that was intended to be Horus 40. Also coming up in February, we will have the AREG monthly meeting, which will be held on Friday the 20th at 7:45 p.m. Noting the increased interest in the Horus project recently, the topic of the evening will be how to get started tracking Horus balloons. Matthew, VK5ZM, will take you through the simplest equipment you can use and show you how to configure it so you too can contribute to the success of each of our flights. As always, visitors are most welcome. The meeting will be held at the Reedbeds Community Centre off Phelps Court in Fulham. Watch the AREG website, www.areg.org.au, for more details. 73s from Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The 1st of February 2017 meeting will be the club's annual general meeting, followed by the February general meeting. All offices will be declared vacant and nominations called for. Please put yourself or others forward for the positions. Club fees are due now and will remain the same as the past year. Tim, VK5ZT, will be pleased to accept your renewals. Tech Night on the third Wednesday in February 2017 will be arranged by Paul, VK5NE. The Tech Night proposed for the third Wednesday in March 2017 is being arranged by John, VK5NI, and the topic is optical transmit and receive. All meetings are held at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. All visitors and potential members are most welcome. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF again, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We have started our new year in style with an almost record attendance at our first business meeting. We managed to get through quite a bit of business before we got to the main part of the evening, which of course is the supper afterwards. Everyone helps to clear away all the chairs and we then tuck into the great supper which is provided by Greg, VK5ZGY, and his XYL Gabby, who spends quite a bit of time twice a month to ensure that none of us go home hungry. Many thanks, Greg and Gabby. I would like to think that this meeting set a trend for the rest of the year, and that we can look forward to such great attendances all year long. I'm sure that the next activity night will draw a crowd, as David, VK5DG, has just returned from a trip to Japan and Korea. David and family spent 4 days in South Korea, which included a visit to the border with North Korea. David tells me this was a real eye-opener, and we can look forward to a very interesting night once he gets his notes and photos sorted out. We have started planning our 2017 convention, and we have a full calendar of car rallies, hill climbs, field days, contests, etc. to keep us busy and amused for the next 12 months. Most of our recent projects, upgrade the IRLP, EchoLink, beacons, etc., are very close to completion, so all is good on that front as well. There is always repair work and maintenance to be performed on the repeater network, and the club welcomes Peter, VK5KBF, to the repeater network maintenance crew. Peter travels around the state a lot in his daily avocation and is a very knowledgeable and able technician, so his input will be very much appreciated. he will be able to lighten the load on John VK5DJ, Colin VK5DK and a number of other club members who have been the main team for a number of years now and who deserve a bit of relaxation after so long in the hot seat. Many thanks, Peter. Tom, VK5NFT, is also trying hard to learn the ropes and has been helping John and Colin quite a bit over the last few months. As stated last week, we meet on the first and third Friday of the month at our club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre on O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. Meetings commence at 7:30pm sharp. Visitors are always welcome, so feel free to drop in and say hello if you are in the area. Callers are also welcome on our fantastic repeater system, so look us up in the repeater listings. Coverage extends from Canalpin to Bordertown all the way down to Nelson in southwestern Victoria, so give us a shout as someone will nearly always answer you. That about pulls me up for this week, so, as usual, the members of the South East Radio Group hope that you all have a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's Chinese New Year, and this year it's the Year of the Rooster. And according to Chinese tradition, roosters are hardworking, resourceful, courageous and talented. And I wonder if it means that North Adelaide's going to win the grand final this year. Well, I guess only time will tell. Well, last Friday, the North East Radio Club took part in the Tea Tree Gully Library Radio Showcase Family Day. There was lots of fun activities showing off aspects of radio and electronics, including fox hunting, digital modes, Morse code, high-frequency radio and printed circuit board assembly. A very successful day. The fox hunting was very popular, as was Morse code. So thanks for all the members of North East Radio Club that were involved. There may be another one held during the April school holidays. And if you want to see more about it, go to the North East Radio Club website, and there's lots of pictures there. And the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 10th of February. And this will be a discussion and feedback session to assist with planning and future directions for the North East Radio Club. So all members, please come along and be prepared to get involved and feel free to share any ideas that you may have. The meeting will be at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15pm for a 7:30 start. I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.